Audio check. Can everyone hear me?
Yes, can you hear us, Director Young?
Yeah. Yes, you're coming in clear. Very good. Thank you. So, Madam Clerk, do we have a quorum to start the meeting? I'm looking at the small screen. I believe so. Okay. Then I am going to call the Orange County Water District's monthly Admin Finance Committee meeting to order. Today is October 12th, noontime. Can we please have the roll call?
Call Director Yeo.
Present.
Director Nguyen. Director Mesla. Director Meeks. Director Whitaker.
Here.
Director Rowe. Here. Director Bilodeau.
Present.
Director Sheldon. Director Tran.
Here.
Director Green.
Yes,
we do have a form of the committee.
Okay, thank you. So are there items received too late to be agendized?
There are.
Okay. No. Okay, got it. Any visitors participation? I'm seeing and hearing none. All right, so we'll go to our consent calendar, which consists of items number 1 through 7. Does anyone wish to discuss in detail or have any questions on any of the items on the consent?
Director Rowe, I like item number 4.
If I heard Director Rowe correctly, he would like to pull item number 4, right?
That's
okay, and can I have a motion on the balance?
Yeah, I move it.
Okay, so we have a motion from the motion from Director Rowe, seconded by Director Bilodeau, minus item 4. That's for roll call.
Roll call, Director Yeo.
Yes.
Director Whitaker.
Aye.
Director Rowe.
Yes.
Director Bilodeau.
Yes.
Director Tran.
Yes.
Motion carries by 0.
Thank you. So let's go to item 4. Membership with California Data Collaborative. Mike?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. This particular item, we're asking to join an organization called the California Data Collaborative. We're seeking to become a member. We think this is important, particularly with some of the research that we're doing right now, which involves managing different amounts of data effectively. And this group has been in operation for several years now. Many retail water agencies are joining it to help them with monitoring their data. And we feel it will be helpful in with our efforts, particularly with the research we're doing on the digital twins, when we're looking at creating a digital twin on the RO. Process, which using artificial intelligence. So we think that it would be beneficial to join them, see what it's all about, and certainly if we find out that it's not worth our while, we would discontinue the membership. But we think it's valuable to join at this time.
Okay, Mike. Thank you for the summary. I'm sorry, Director Rowe. Did you have a question for the staff?
Yeah, I do. I looked over. Can you hear me okay?
Barely. We're having difficulty hearing you, Director Rowe.
Muffled.
Yeah. You sound muffled.
My earbud, just a second.
Crap.
Oh, good. that was clear.
All right. Well, the questions I have is, it seems like this proposal by this group, CADC, it needs to be polished up a little more. There are some things about membership fees in one chart where you have a range of up to 1 million, 1 to 2 million, and then 3 million and above. There's no 2 to 3, and we're a 2 to 3. So it looks kind of odd. I wish they'd fix it. There's on their Exhibit A, which talks about what they plan on doing. And one of the end of, let me see, get to that page. Like in the middle of the page 14, it says their proposed strategy for the following year follows roughly the same formula as that for the prior year, with the exception of A, and there's nothing there. So I just want to know, what is it the exception is? You know, it's like, why are we signing up on something where it's not a complete document? And there's some other things too. I had to look up AMI. I was thinking, AMI, American Music Institute. And it's automated metering infrastructure. I had to look that up. And I wish they'd put that in their proposal so that other people, like, you know, who don't know any better, won't have to look that up. So I think this, I support this. I think that it's important for us and other water agencies in the state need to have a better understanding of how to better manage our data. You know, it's, as a hydrogeologist, it's kind of like what I've been doing for most of my career, is managing data and figuring out what means what. So I propose that we do pull it back, fix up the flaws in this thing, and then advance it at an upcoming meeting. It could be a board meeting or the next admin finance meeting.
Okay.
Director Yeo, just there was a somewhat of a time crunch to get this in the agenda pack, as I understand it. So if you'll notice on the agenda, it states, approved subject to recommended revisions by general counsel. And so just so you know, I, at the time, went in the packet, I had not reviewed it yet, but I have now reviewed it. And I think a lot of the issues you brought up, Director Rowe, I would guess probably have been addressed. I saw a number of the same issues that you did. And so those have been raised. So just so you know, we can make those changes. So the approval at this point would be allowing the general manager to sign the agreement, but not, he won't do so until we've worked out any bugs that are still in the agreement. So we had a fair number of changes, and so I think we can address the concerns you raised.
Oh, okay. I appreciate, I'm assured you could do that. These issues aren't that complicated. So I'll move the recommended action, assuming the staff comes up with all of the modifications. I like to see the modifications when, you know, they're done.
I'll second that. And that was a good catch by both of you.
I will tell you, I went to the conference, which was at Stanford with Megan Plumley. And both of us were absolutely blown away with how good this conference is. I'm kind of surprised that the written materials aren't as up to snuff, but that conference was one of the best I've ever been to.
Well, this group is also kind of odd to me in that it's the CADC, California Data Collaborative, part of they call it social and environmental entrepreneurs, and it appears to be like three people on their staff. It went from two to three, and they come up with this conference, which is kind of neat. But the actual work of the agencies in trying to figure out how to manage the data and present it so that it makes sense, it's not clear to me in this presentation.
Okay, so thank you everyone for your comments. Anyone else? Now we have a motion and a second on the floor. Let's vote. Roll call.
Director Gill?
Yes.
Director Whitaker?
Aye.
Director Rowe?
Yes.
Director Villanueva?
Yes.
Director Tran?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Okay, thank you. Let's go to item number 8. That's the independent auditor's report for fiscal year ended June 30th, 2023. Mike.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm going to let Randy introduce this item.
Thanks, Mike. So the fiscal year ending 2023 audit is complete, and there's a draft annual consolidated financial report within the packet for your review. And this morning we have Brian Gruber,
yep,
managing partner with LSO, who conducted the audit. I'm going to give a brief presentation on the audit and a little bit on the report.
Okay, then you'll take care of advancing the
slide.
So this is the LSL team working on the audit for the district. Myself, Ryan Domino, and Riley Greenlee. Riley Greenlee's here with me to present the results. So a little bit about the scope of the audit. The scope of the audit entails a financial statement audit of the financial statements for the year ended June 30, 2023. In addition, we performed what's referred to as a single audit over the federal award programs for the district for that same year, fiscal year ended. And that is conducted in accordance with federal uniform guidance. And the third thing that we do is we do what we call an agreed upon procedure, calculating and providing certain ratio for financial analysis for the district, which shows some trending information. When you look at the scope and the timing of our audit, we really have two phases. One that occurs during the fiscal year end, which this year occurred during the month of May. And then the second, which occurs after the fiscal year end, once the district's had a chance to close out its books and records and they're prepared for audit. The first phase of our audit is really to dive into the processes and the controls and the procedures that are in place at the district, making sure that there is clearly defined and auditable records of information for transaction classes, such as, you know, on a high level, money's going into the district and money's going out, that there's clear policies and procedures. We perform some preliminary testing, but all of that work is done to really dive in and address the testing that's needed on the financial statements after year end. So during the month of August, we perform some detailed testing on the amounts and the disclosures that are in the financial statements. We do things such as cutoff of transaction, making sure items are being reported in the correct period. We do independent third-party confirmations of amounts with financial institutions and other procedures to validate the amounts and the disclosures in the financial statement. We also do some compliance testing, making sure that the rules, the federal guidelines are being followed and for all the different areas of the grant agreement programs, such as procurement and, you know, other types of testing. And then we also do other types of compliance testing over laws, regulations, and agreements and whatnot at the district. The next slide is the results of the audit. So we have issued some independent auditor reports, the first of which is the auditor opinion, which we express what's referred to as an unmodified opinion on the financial statements. This is what you would seek to achieve in a financial statement audit, and ultimately means that the financial statements are accurate, reliable, and in all material respects, and can be relied upon by readers of the financial statements. In addition, we issue a report on internal control and compliance. If during our testing we identify that there's really not clear policies and procedures and those aren't being followed, that would warrant maybe an indication of a deficiency, maybe a significant deficiency or a material weakness. We noted no such matters. And then also as part of our audit, we might encounter, you know, non-compliance with different laws and regulations, and we noted those matters there as well. The next slide is over the single audit, the audit of federal awards. We also issued an unmodified opinion, which means that the district is in compliance with the grant agreement award. We also noted going concern doubts, no instances of fraud, waste, or abuse that were identified during the audit. The next slide. We're also required to communicate to the board if other matters related to the audit, like if we had disagreements with staff regarding accounting procedure, maybe if we had difficulties in the audit, failure to provide us information, or, you know, those might be things that would be indicated here. We noted no matters, simple reports to you. And then lastly, something that's significant is any estimates that are used in the financial statements, and nothing to report to you there as well. What's the changes from last year? probably the most significant of which is a new accounting pronouncement, GASB Statement 96, which has to do with the district beginning to report its subscription, accounting for subscription-based IT arrangements. What does that mean? Well, it means that the district is going to begin to report that on its financial statements, an asset and correlating liability in the statements. And so that has been updated this year and included. The next slide, you know, just some high level, you know, I won't go through them in too much detail, but some high level financial analysis from the statements, changes in net position, you know, capital asset changes, long-term debts, and also other employment benefit liability changes that were significant this year. And then that concludes my presentation. I'm available for any questions. Riley and I are available for any questions that you might have. Thank you very much.
Yes, Mr. Chair, I have a quick question.
Yes, Director Whitaker, please.
An unmodified opinion, that's the same as what used to be an unqualified opinion?
Yes, that is absolutely correct. The language changed a few years back.
I always thought unqualified was a poor choice.
Yeah. We use interest in terminology is all I'll say, and we like to change things around. But what does that mean? It's good news for the district.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any questions or comments from the committee, Mr. Gruber? Okay. Mr. Gruber, I have Brian. I got a question. Just clarification on the letter that entitled "Independent Auditors Report on Internal Control Over Financial Reporting."
Yes.
That letter. So in that, I'm sorry, I'm struggling. I have like one tiny laptop here. I'm trying to, I highlighted. Okay, so it's the section report on internal control over financial reporting and went into detail explaining some nomenclature. And then the third paragraph, last sentence, however, material weaknesses or significant deficiencies may exist that were not identified. Can you explain that?
Or? Absolutely. You know, something that's important to know with respect to a financial statement audit is absolute 100% assurance cannot be provided. And our audit is not designed to provide 100% assurances, right? If we were to do that, we would be here year round. The cost impacts of it would be outweigh the benefits. And so professional auditing standards require us to obtain reasonable assurance, and we follow a methodology during our audit and our audit approach, but we can't guarantee 100%. And that's really what that comment is saying, is there may be things that exist that weren't uncovered in this audit but we have performed our audit in accordance with standards and guidelines, and we can be confident in the results. Yeah.
Okay, thank you for the clarification. That helps. Any other comments or questions from the group? Okay, if not, I would entertain a motion here.
I would move approval.
I'll second.
Okay, thank you, Director Whitaker. Motion and seconded by Director Rowe. Roll call, please.
Roll call, Director Yeo.
Yes.
Director Whitaker.
Aye.
Director Rowe.
Yes.
Director Bilodeau.
Yes.
Director Tran.
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Okay, thank you very much. Let us go to, let's see here. So the next item is informational monthly cash disbursements report.
Information is contained in the packet, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you, Mr. General Manager. All right, so I think it would be appropriate for us to, does A need to go to the full board for a presentation, or I think it's appropriate, right, for all nine items to go on the consent calendar for our October 18th board meeting. So then why don't we do that?
Will do.
Okay. All right, thank you. Any director's announcements or reports? Seeing and hearing none, general manager?
Nothing to report.
Okay, well, thank you very much, everyone, for your participation. We're adjourned until our meeting next month. Thank you very much, everybody. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.